The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny or something, or tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Rabbit, rabbit! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 870 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of June 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We will hang picky, and then I'm gonna be hanky picky.
June is busting out all over the matter and the hill.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is not Mr. Pat Guy. No! But, y'all, that is, June is busting out all over. And, y'all, after this vacation, Big Fatty is busting out all over, too, because, y'all, I'm going to tell you. But, y'all, I have to say, I've done some hefty eating, but y'all, we've done a lot of nipple-size and had a lot of walking and all going on. So anyway, y'all, I hope that the first day of the new month is going well for you. And y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's A Little Show, y'all, that little Ozzy Butler Scotty. And y'all, he's all confused, because y'all, you know, he is over there in Mexico, and they get all confused with the terminology. You know, he's over there near the call centers, y'all. Yes, McFaddy! But, y'all, I want to finish telling you about my trip to San Francisco, because y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty got in very late on Tuesday night, and y'all, I'm gonna come clean. I have pre-recorded this show because, y'all, I just can't do it. I just cannot get in at 11 p.m. in the evening and record a little show. There's just no Bacardi. We would not expect that of you. So, anyway, y'all, the rest of the weekend went really, really well on Sunday. I got up and I had a brofkas with the Seda 69, and y'all, he treated me to brofkas, which, y'all, that's the same shit I ate the other day that it doesn't really matter. What was it, though? I don't remember what it was. Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you're losing it. I remember it was the, y'all, we went back to the Sears Fine Foods on Powell Street. That's the cable car street, y'all, there at Union Square. And Big Fatty had the big meat omelet and the hash brown potatoes and sourdough toast. And y'all, I got a little side order of half order of silver dollar pancakes. It was lovely. And y'all, the good coffee. And, but anyway, y'all, no, that was Monday I had that. Okay, poor Big Fatty. So anyway, Santa 69 took me to the brofkas, and y'all, I couldn't tell you right now what I had, but y'all, he had some sort of eggs Benedict, And y'all, he just went on and on about how lovely it was. Because it had the shaved ham in there and everything. And it was just lovely. And y'all, then he was he went and met... let me finish on Saturday night. After Big Fatty left them at the bar on Saturday night, y'all. Evidently, that Larkin and Seda 69 and Daryl and the Novas... they went down to the Lone Star Saloon, which is the bear bar. And you know, y'all, I don't know, but there are some podcasters that are bears out there. I'm not going to be mentioning in any names, but, anyway, and y'all, I don't know what the hell they did, but y'all, everyone was overserved. Overserved! And I just want to once again thank Ryan for taking care of us. Y'all, Vince, who I met at the bar on Thursday night, he didn't show up. Y'all, I guess he got cold feet or he came to his senses or something. I don't know. But y'all, also, I meant to tell you earlier, you know, the Melissa the Confused had given Big Fatty a $10 gift card to the Vons, which is the Safeway up here in the Northern California. And y'all, Big Fatty, let's just say Big Fatty has been enjoying some sourdough bread from the bakery and the butter and the good salty butter. And y'all, it's been lovely. And a few little cheesy knickknacks and all too. So Melissa the Confused, thank you again for that. I wasn't sure how I was going to use it, but Big Fatty will always find a use. Yes. Y'all, also, before I go any further, that other scratch-off that Pete and maybe Daryl, I'm not sure, because y'all, they both kind of gave it to me at the same time, so I'm not sure who was responsible for this. Y'all, they gave me the Mega Crosswords, and y'all, you get 18 letters in the alphabet, and there are two cards, and if you have tickets. If you uncover the words for two words, you get a ticket and all the way up to $75,000. And y'all, there are two puzzles on each card. And y'all, they had gotten a little wet because y'all, it started pouring down rain like cats and dogs. You know, it does not, it does rain up here in the San Franciscos. And there are some listeners who enjoy the rain, but you know, they're hell-bent and determined that they want to live on the surface of the sun and be miserable. But anyway, moving forward, but y'all, this one takes a long time to scratch, so I scratched it in advance, and y'all, I didn't have but one word on each card, so there was not a winner. So anyway, but Pete and perhaps Daryl or both of you, I don't know. Thank you so much for being so thoughtful of Big Fatty with the scratch-offs, and I have redeemed my other card, and there's a little extra folded money in Big Fatty's pocket because of that. Yes, Big Fatty, and we love when you have folded money. But in my pocketbook. But y'all, Sunday. Oh no, let me go back to no, it's Sunday. Y'all, I'm telling you, I am so fucking confused. I've been on the holiday for so long, y'all. I don't know what day is what. But anyway, after breakfast, the Sailor 69 went and met up with Daryl and Pete, and they had a little snicker snack, a little lunch. And y'all, I don't know how the Sailor 69 ate lunch with him. It was no more than 2 hours after he'd had breakfast with me. But anyway, but y'all, we had a lovely breakfast. And anyway, he went and had lunch with them right across the street from the American Conservatory Theater. Because y'all, they are having previews of a brand new musical presentation called Tales of the City, the musical. And y'all, Big Fatty is not a big reader, but y'all, I am going to tell you, if you have not read the Tales of the City series of books, and there's probably 8 or 10 of them, and some of them were made into made-for-TV miniseries on PBS, but y'all, they are just wonderful, and they're short chapters, and it's easy reading, and y'all, they're by Armistead Maupin, who used to write for the newspaper in Charleston. Y'all, believe it or not, y'all, he's practically, we're practically related by blood. But anyway, Say the 69 got him a ticket to go see that, and the NIP was trying to get us tickets for that, and we had them for Sunday evening, but y'all, he says, "Big party, let's go see if we can go see it in the afternoon." I said, "All right." And so, y'all, we went and did some finagling, and y'all, we got to see the matinee performance. Y'all, it's a 3-hour show. 90 minutes in the first act, 15-minute intermission, and a 75-minute second act. But, y'all, it does a wonderful job. I do know that Daryl in the Novas and Pete saw it on, was it Friday night, and I believe they enjoyed it for the most part. And of course, say the 69, y'all, if it's theater, he's going to love every second of it, y'all. He laughed, he cried. So anyway, but y'all, it was just a wonderful show. And then we went and had some Italian spaghetti, the Nip and I, and it was an early evening, and y'all, it was a good thing, because Big Fatty was tired, and y'all, we had the NIP's computer that we had to get set up, and we didn't know if we were going to do it on Sunday afternoon Sunday evening, or if we were going to do it on Monday, and we decided that we might want to go to the Steamworks in Berkeley, and y'all, we went over there, and y'all, there were all kinds of people in there, but y'all, they were just standing around talking. Y'all, you don't go to a bathhouse and stand around and chitter chat. That's not the reason to go there. I don't know if people don't understand that, but you know, in the good old days, it was Bobo honking a go go. Yes, Big Freddy, move forward, and so we did that, and y'all. We went late. We went at 10 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, we didn't leave until 3 a.m. in the morning on Sunday. And y'all, I'm just too old for this shit. I am just too old for this shit. But y'all, I gotta say, with all the chitter chatting and all that was going on in there, Big Fatty had a very good time. Big Fatty, you're making the Cheerios come up. And y'all, also on Sunday, I kept getting these messages from my old, most regular gentleman caller. When are you coming back to town, Big Freddy? And so I told him when I was coming. He goes, "Oh, you got any good San Francisco stories to tell me?" I said, "Well, of course I do." He goes, "Well, okay, tell me." I said, "Oh, no, I have to do that in person." He goes, "Well, damn it." So it looks like Big Fatty's got a little something waiting on him today after he gets off work from the coal mine here on Wednesday, hump day. It'll be some, Big Fatty, hump day humping. And then on Monday, the Nep and I, we got up and we went back to the Sears Fine Foods for breakfast up on Union Square. And y'all, then we came back and I began helping him set up his new IMAX computer, because y'all, you know, if you ever need any computer assistance, the name to call. And obviously the NIP does not know that name because he called me. But y'all, it's gone fairly well. I got his printer, his brand new. He's got a very nice HP printer, and the computer is doing well. And I'm setting up his back. What do you call that thing? The drive, the external drive to do the backups. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about backups. And then we're gonna run to the Castro, and because I'm recording this on Monday, y'all, I'm coming clean. And we're going to go down to the Castro and have a little supper, a little going-away supper. But y'all, before the time gets away from me on today's little show, y'all, we need to do this.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. Casey in Denver. I'm glad to hear that you're having a great time in the Californias and that you survived the rapture and have a great time tonight at your meet and greet at the Cock. Should be fun. You know, I met Ouija and Larkin at the Folsom Street Fair. That was real fun. Also, check out Mel's Drive-In. I think it's on 4th and Mission for breakfast. How is it you say that? I can't say it. Also, I was going to let you know my anniversarium of exiting the birth channel is on May 31st. I think that the channel I exited from was NBC, since it's that rainbow peacock, you know. Then I had a question for you. Last thing was, why does everybody say butt naked? I thought it was buck naked. Anyway, have a great time. KC Endeavor, number 2 fan, BFO 2011. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is KC Endeavor, as you heard, the number 2 fan of the BFO for 2011. And KC, the nip has taken me to the Mel's Drive-In before, but we went for supper. And but we've never been for brufkus, and it's brufkus. It's not, I don't understand why you can't speak the King's English. It's brufkus. So, anyway, and you also mentioned that you met the Larkin and Ouija. Well, y'all, Ouija couldn't come. Oh, and Larkin was pissed. Oh, he was pissed at him. Oh, I thought he was going to have to chew his ass. But, you know, anyway. So, you know, but you know what? It was Ouija's loss. It was his loss because we were all there and we were all having a good time. And as far as your last question about butt naked, I've looked it up, and it says butt naked is an Americanized version of buck naked, probably arisen from the Yanks' inability to speak the King's English. So there you have it. And so it's kind of like brufkus. You know, some people just can't speak the King. Bah! Addie, you're browbeating. You're just, well, you know who you're just like.
Hey, Big Fatty, I was just calling to say hello and welcome you back from your vacation and ask you, why do people say Happy Memorial Day? Because it doesn't really seem like a happy occasion. Anyway, maybe Thoughtful Memorial Day or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, the only other thing I was calling you about was just to see if you were listening to the latest Live It Up show. So they're kind of, well, I'll just say it, they're whining because they never get any calls, voice letters, or emails or whatever. But so I'm not, like, necessarily calling you to ask people to call Live It Up, because if you do, I mean, you'll hear your voicemail played, like, 45 days from the day you call or whatever. But I guess since you're the holder of the money or whatever for the prize, I'm just wondering why they don't just play their game, and maybe they would get some contact from, you know, people playing the game. So anyway, I was just wondering if you still had the money and if you were having your cleaning people dust it. I'm sure it's full of dust. I can't remember when we started that little contest. Wasn't it back in like 98 or something like that? All right, well, goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. And Miss Bacon, you've raised some very good points there, especially about that Live It Up little show. Oh, dear Gussie. Because, you know, you're right. If they did a show, they'd get callers. And if they'd play that little contest game thing, they'd get callers. But anyway, but they don't, and you're right. It takes them a month of Sundays. What am I saying? It takes them 3 months of Sundays to do a show in between time. But anyway, and Miss Bacon, the other thing, and yes, I do still have the money, thank you, because I'm the comptroller. But y'all, the other thing you ask is, why do people say Happy Memorial Day? Well, y'all, there's only one reason, and I know you're from South Dakota, but that's not from being in the South. Because in the South, Memorial Day means you can start wearing your white shoes. What do you think about that, little Aussie battler?
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
How dare you!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.